I spoke at length on Monday with Father Theo Mashinsky, who is the parish priest of St. Michael the Archangel Ukrainian Catholic Church here in Nanaimo, and I'd like to share a bit of what we spoke about regarding Easter, which just passed, for Ukrainian Catholics celebrating on the Gregorian calendar, as well as what's coming up in the Ukrainian Catholic Church community here in Nanaimo.
Now, you were telling me earlier, before we got the mic rolling, about the Easter Monday and Easter Tuesday. Now, Easter, everybody knows, is Good Friday, and then there's Easter Sunday, and you bless the baskets, and every Saturday here in Nanaimo.
Yeah.
but you said Easter Monday and Easter Tuesday, and particularly in Ukrainian culture, have some pretty interesting customs that are lost, have been lost here.
Actually, yeah, more so in Western Ukraine, you'll see them. Some of the recent immigrants will remember them. Easter, of course, being a big happy occasion with Christ's resurrection, the blessing of the Easter baskets. Traditionally in the church was also a time when they did the baptisms. And we see remnants of that in our services. All you've been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, hallelujah, of a baptism ceremony. And during Bright Week, it was a continuation of that, especially Monday, and developed probably from pagan times during the spring equinox of washing or dousing in cold water as a way of washing off the old mirror sin of winter and starting afresh in spring, this new birth concept. And that was transferred into a Christian aspect with the baptism. So on Monday, we've got this interesting custom tradition of the boys, young men, dousing all the women with water. And they'll do it in the families as well, if the children get the parents beforehand or the parents get the children beforehand. And it kind of goes on all Monday itself.
Girls get wet.
Girls get wet, exactly, as a fun time. But come Tuesday, the girls get to do the same thing to
the
guys.
They get even.
They get even on Tuesday, exactly. But also on Monday, again, from pagan times originally, was the girls would get together for singing spring of rebirth and stuff, and also do a bunch of circle dances. Circle, of course, representing eternity. They were called Hayilke.
Right, yeah.
Don't see it too much here anymore. When I was visiting Ukraine and Yugoslavia at the time, but they were still doing them on Monday, and it was nice to see them.
Yeah, I heard about them, but actually I never, in my experience, had never ever heard them.
Yeah, the songs have been lost. I've seen a little bit in Edmonton sometimes. Some of the older sisters will remember them and bring them back. And again, it's a tradition that, it's a nice tradition. And one thing about our, I'd say, Eastern Christian churches is they took the customs and traditions of the area when they brought Christianity in, took a look at it and said, okay, what can we use and make it ours, make it Christian? So as opposed to more the other mentality of forcing a rite or a tradition on the people, something that's foreign, they took something they're comfortable with, something they knew, and made it Christian. The Easter eggs are a perfect example.
Right,
everyone
yeah.
knows about the pissing cat.
Right, yeah.
Was a
yeah.
pagan custom tradition.
Yeah.
Fertility cult to bring a bountiful harvest, to have a good hunt. And the images that were actually written, and pisica means to write, they were written on the egg. The symbols represented what it was for. It was a tree of life, maybe fertility, some of the animals, a good good hunt, grains, the wheat
yeah.
sheaves, exactly,
yeah.
for a good harvest.
Yeah.
That was done.
Yeah.
And in the Christian aspect, they're transferred into Christian symbols. So we see the sun, we see bands representing eternity, which awaits us in heaven. So a transference, but we took something that existed and made it Christian, made it ours.
Peaceful coexistence, I think.
Exactly, yes.
So, yeah, the Hayilke, do you think they'll be coming back? Be reintroduced?
I can see them reintroducing. There's a little bit more study going on into them and bringing them back.
Awesome.
We're hungry for something, today's generation, be it religion, be it culture. For a while, there's been a generation that's been lost. Right here in Canada, we forget about what's going on in Ukraine. We're living here in Canada. But now people want to go back. What was it like? What were those customary traditions that we did? And they want to bring them back. They find interest in that.
Now, the next major church holiday, we've had Easter, and so the next one would be Pentecost?
We've got two coming up, actually. Next week is Thomas Sunday, Doubting Thomas, of course. And what happens then usually is this past week we're celebrating the resurrection, and a lot of the parishes, Ukrainian communities, get together for Ukrainian Easter dinner. The one they celebrated as a family on Easter Sunday itself with the Pascha, the ham, the kubasa, the eggs and everything. We get together as a Ukrainian, as a parish community, parish family, and celebrate a dinner that way. Here in Nanaimo, I think it's the 20th of April when we're doing it here, because I'm gone for a couple of weeks. But once I get back, I think it's April 20th, we're doing it here in Nanaimo. And our parish community in Victoria is actually this coming Sunday. So it's, we're doing kind of a potluck Easter dinner. So we regather everything that was blessed, the eggs, the ham and stuff, and the bread, and we celebrate as a parish family our Easter dinner. And what's also traditional is after that, the families can go to the gravesites of those who passed on. And they have a picnic on the grave sites. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but to bring the joy of the resurrection to those who have passed, to remember them, and to share a meal with them. And sometimes some of the bread, some of the food is left at the grave site as a remnant so that they can share that joy, that Easter joy. So that's the next thing coming up in our church. And then, of course, Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, the so-called Green Holidays.
Yeah, what? Why is it called Green Holidays?
Somehow, this notion of new life. At Pentecost, of course, what happens is the Holy Spirit comes down. And as you read in Scripture, there appeared as if a wind, this notion of rustling or a breeze or a wind coming down upon the apostles. And what the Ukrainian community started doing is cutting down greenery as a significance of abundant life. Everything after the spring is green and full of life. So it becomes a sign of life. But as well, the poplar trees that used to be cut down the prairies, as the wind is blowing through, kind of has that rustling sound to it. And from that, they tie on to this notion of the Holy Spirit. And some were decked out the outside of the churches. They take boughs of greenery and braid them and make arches in the front of the church. Inside the church, there'd be greenery spread around, just as a sign of abundant life, this new life, and became a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Even our vestments, we use green vestments. And because of that, of course, they don't call it Pentecost, but they know on that day, Pentecost, there's all this greenery around. So they started calling it Green Holidays.
You know, and that's funny. That's not something that I remember. You know, I just went every Sunday and just went through the motions and just did whatever everybody else did and never thought about it. It was, you know, just a thing to do, and I didn't connect with it, which is odd. So I don't know what else I would have missed. So this is, it's really nice to be able to, you know, to rediscover this, and it is great that the cultural things are coming back, because for people like me that did, you know, they went through, didn't understand what it was all about. It was just something that everybody did. Our parents did it, and then it didn't make sense, and you know, the rebellious, you know, 60s and 70s, everybody, well, you know, this is old fashioned, this is old, this doesn't mean anything.
But also back then, you didn't question the priest, the church, or anything, even the catechesis. You were told what to believe, and you didn't question it. Present generation, 60s, 70s, 80s, my generation, we start questioning. We want answers.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
enough to tell us this is what you believe, but why?
Yeah.
And that's partially why I became a priest as well, is I'm finding out all these things, and, well, how come we weren't taught this? So part of my mission was to explain it to the people, be it the baptisms, what the water signifies and stuff. There's a lot of symbology used in our Ukrainian Catholic services, and it tells a story behind everything. The water, the cleansing of the water, the green holidays, why we use the greenery, the Pisnikan stuff. All of that was, well, we do it because it's our tradition and customs, but the reasons behind it was lost.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people remember vaguely they grew up in the church and then they went, you know, wherever, and then decide they want to come back and just don't really quite know where to start. But a good place to start is just simply to come to the church service on Saturday, 11 o'clock.
Definitely, and just touch base again with the Ukrainian community that's there. A lot of them have been here a while. A lot of them actually from the prairies, they come here to settle. So they bring those roots with them. And they miss the festivals, the Ukrainian traditions and stuff. So the community here in Nanaimo is a way for them to touch base with that, kind of tell the stories, the memories of how we used to do things.
Yeah.
And it gives an insight of how we can change the community likewise, add a few things that were done maybe on the prairies during the services to bring back a lot more of those cultural aspects for the people.
Many thanks again to Father Theo Mashinsky for speaking with us here on Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You can hear more from Father Theo every Saturday at St. Michael the Archangel Ukrainian Catholic Church, located at 4017 Victoria Avenue, just off Norwell Drive. Church services are at 11 a.m., followed by coffee and conversation in the hall next door.